Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Maintenance work leads to a natural gas smell in parts of Kenai, leading many to question what's going on. Lindsay Hobson, Director of Corporate Resources and Communications for NSTAR Natural Gas Company, told KSRM that there's nothing to worry about.
We are doing some work at the Kenai City Gate Station over near the Kenai Spur Highway and Main Street Loop. And what we're doing there is we're working with the mercaptan system there. And that, you know, mercaptan is an additive that we put into natural gas. Natural gas in its natural state is odorless and colorless. And we definitely want people to know when there is natural gas in the air, which is why we put this additive into the gas. And so it's the odorant. It's called mercaptan. And so mercaptan itself is not anything to be alarmed about. It's simply there to let you know that natural gas is in the area. But when we're working with the odorant, we're switching out some piping that is causing a release of the odorant.
Hobson also said,
we don't want people to necessarily change their behavior when it comes to natural gas safety. If you think that you have a gas leak, we do want to hear from you. So please give us a call. Our number is 1-844-SMELL-GAS. We are aware of this issue and the areas that it's impacting. And, you know, so people might have questions what that's all about. And not to be alarmed, that is the odorant that they are smelling.
Be advised that you may notice the smell lingering in that part of Kenai for the rest of the week. That's because Hobson said that maintenance work is expected to be completed by Friday. Full details, RadioKenai.com. Governor Mike Dunleavy held a full cabinet meeting at the Aspen Hotel in Soldotna Tuesday. According to the Office of the Governor, this is believed to have been the first time the governor of Alaska held a cabinet meeting here locally. The governor's office viewed this as an opportunity to convene business and explore other parts of the state outside of Anchorage and Juneau. In addition to regular cabinet business, Governor Dunleavy discussed the upcoming fourth special session that's scheduled to begin Monday, October 4th. The governor told KSRM,
I think what the working group did between the Senate and the House is a bipartisan group, actually has all of the components for a full fiscal plan that's sustainable in it. And so it's going to be my encouragement to the legislature that they take what this group worked on and then use that as a starting point. We're going to offer the bills and the vehicles to make sure that this can happen. In other words, some type of resolution to this. But certainly, we believe that the people of Alaska deserve nothing less than a dividend that they believe is appropriate, especially given the times that we're going through with the pandemic, the economic issues. We're starting to see inflationary issues. We're starting to see supply chain issues. But the fact that we're also at about $83 billion in the permanent fund, really, this is the time to assist the people of Alaska.
Dunleavy was asked if multiple special sessions a year are the new normal with the state legislature moving forward.
I hope that this is such an anomaly that once we get this issue settled, I think what you'll see is a return to what is considered to be normal sessions, working on education, working on investment, working on roads. So this has been a large, large boulder in the middle of the road that's prevented us from having normal sessions, having a normal year. Remember, it was designed for 90 days. Some states have a legislative session every other year. Some states, their legislative sessions are shorter than 90 days. You have to look at these special sessions to try and get this resolved. So I don't see this as the norm.
For more information, log on to RadioKenai.com. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.